Today I will attempt to present to you a very complicated pastime of Lord Chaitanya's. It's complicated enough for me to need to refer to the book. This complicated pastime is very interesting for our practice of bhakti within the material world. I often like to explain that certainly the process of bhakti is very simple, clear, and straightforward. The 9 processes of devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakyam Atmanivedanam. All these 9 processes. So direct, so straightforward. As Prahlad Maharaj says, anyone who cultivates these 9 processes is the most learned by far of any person. Although the process of bhakti is so clear and straightforward, we are living in the material world. And that is where the intricacies and complications come from. So on the one hand, you have the very simple, clear, straightforward process of bhakti. On the other hand, you have the material world full of twists and turns and rises and falls and all sorts of unexpected contortions, distortions. Because we are practicing bhakti in the material world, therefore we require guidance. Sometimes neophyte devotees become confused that, oh, bhakti is so simple and straightforward. What is the need for any consulting? What is the need for any guidance? They forget that we are practicing bhakti within the material world. A place compared to the forest fire, samsara dhavanana lita loka. No one intends that there is fire in the forest, but fires happen just by the friction of the forest vegetation. Similarly, no one desires problems in material life, or even you're practicing spiritual life. Still, it's within the material world. And although you don't want problems, complications, they come because that is the nature of life in this world. We can't blame Krishna for that. Oh, Krishna, I took up bhakti and there are these complications in my life. We are responsible for the original choice to come to the material world. By following the process of bhakti, you'll make a permanent solution to the problem of material existence. But still, because we are practicing bhakti in the material world, there'll be complications because of the material world that we're operating in. And we can't blame Krishna for that. Especially, Krishna gives a system of guidance how you can cross over the tricky waters of material existence. The Lord says himself in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, after explaining so many different types of yajnas, the Lord explains, if you want to actually understand the system of yajna, of sacrifice, then you need to approach my genuine representative, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, and manifest the proper behavior for receiving true knowledge. So Krishna himself is letting you know. The way the system of bhakti is set up is such that guidance is required. That is part and parcel of the bhakti situation. It's not an option. It's not something added from without like a frill or something. That's nice, but not completely necessary. No, the guidance in bhakti is mainstream, mainline. It is essential. In this Chaitanya Leela, the deliverance of Gopinath Patanayaka, we're going to see how even apparently the personal associates of Lord Chaitanya apparently sometimes can seem to be caught up in the complexities and controversies of the material world. This is a very intricate pastime with many twists and turns. We shall discuss that. Om Agena Chimadandasya Agenanjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Jagannath Puri, where at night he's feeling acute, intense separation from Krishna, and he would pour out his heart to his confidential associates, Sup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. During the day, Lord Chaitanya would visit the Jagannath temple, and that would be his meeting with Krishna, whereas at night, he's feeling separation. While Lord Chaitanya is at Jagannath Puri, persons from all over the three worlds are coming to see him, disguised as human beings. Even great personalities like Shukadeva Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Vyasadeva, they would come visit Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. So yes, you can see how Lord Chaitanya is thriving on this exalted association, this exalted magnanimity, or giving freely of pure love of Krishna. This is all going on all the time. Although all these extraordinary personalities are coming to take darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they're becoming overwhelmed with ecstatic love of Krishna, one day a messenger comes to Lord Chaitanya. Your dear devotee, Gopinath Patanayaka, has been condemned to death by the oldest son of the king, King Prataparudra. He's raised onto a platform, and beneath the platform are swords pointing upward. Our dear Lord, you know that Gopinath comes from a family that's, every member is your dear servant. Please save him. Now, you might think, well, yes, this is a logical request, yes? Gopinath Patanayaka, his whole family are dear devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Now Gopinath Patanayaka has been condemned to death. Certainly, one should run to the Supreme Lord and ask for a solution. You might think, well, isn't that what religion is all about? Isn't that what God should be for? How did Lord Chaitanya respond? First, he inquired, what's the controversy? Why has Gopinath Patanayaka been condemned to death? So then the messengers began to explain that Gopinath serves as a tax collector for the king, and the system is that you collect the taxes, you keep a percentage, and the rest you turn over to the king. But some or other, Gopinath didn't turn over the full amount of money. And so the king asked that, where's the rest? And Gopinath said, I don't have the rest right now. I can give it to you in the future. But meanwhile, just to show my good faith, So I am going to pay this debt. I have 12 very excellent horses. You please take those as partial payment. So the king agreed. Remember, this is Prataparudra. You're also seeing the business side of King Prataparudra. So King Prataparudra said, my son, he's expert in horses. He called his son, you please take care of this transaction. Examine the horses, see what their value is. The son looked at the horses, and for some reason, he decided to cause trouble. He declared their value at a very low price. This naturally did not please Gopinath Patanayaka very much. And Gopinath replied with a little sarcasm. You see, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the prince, the son of King Prataparudra, had the habit of, whenever he would speak, he would twist his head toward the sky. I don't know if you've ever talked to anyone like that. As they're talking to you, they... So, Gopinath Patanayaka, being a witty Vaishnav, he said, why are you charging? Why are you declaring such a low price for these horses? They don't have the habit of twisting their neck up to the sky. Why should they be sold for such a low price? That's what set the prince off. He got enraged. So he went to his father, Prataparudra, and said, Gopinath Patanayaka is a cheater. He has no desire to pay back the money. He's just being completely arrogant. I propose adopting certain measures to extract the money from him, to get all the money back. So the king just routinely said, oh, whatever necessary you have to do, whatever is necessary, you can do, just get the money. See, once again, this is Prataparudra, an extraordinary devotee of Lord Chaitanya, but Prataparudra is king, and you know the financial affairs have to go on. He's dealing with his tax collector. You're already starting to get a glimpse into the material side of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Just like so many of you have a material side of your life. And sometimes that material side can become complicated. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Dharmasya glani, whenever the balance between material and spiritual affairs is disturbed, Krishna says he comes. It's not that Krishna is unaware that life has a material side. We may think that sometimes. Krishna doesn't understand. I have to do this. I have to do that. He doesn't understand exams. He doesn't understand employment. He doesn't understand family pressures. Krishna only understands pure bhakti. We forget that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in the most pragmatic, practical situation, on a battlefield. He spoke to Arjuna in between two armies on a battlefield just to make irrelevant, just to do away with all our future excuses. That Bhagavad Gita is very nice, but then there's practical life with all its pressures. What could be more of a pressuring situation than the battlefield of Kurukshetra? So you're seeing Prataparudra's business side. They're devotees. Gopinath Patanayaka is a devotee, King Prataparudra a devotee, but still they're involved in financial affairs, government affairs. So the prince, he had these distorted motives. It happens in the world. You know, in terms of your working, in terms of your studying at school, sometimes you come across persons who just want to cause you problems. I know For example, one devotee in Russia. He was the IT computer hotshot of his university. You know, Russians, they're famous for being hackers. And so he was like, he was a top IT student, and he had extraordinary hacking abilities. But he hadn't used those abilities yet. He you know, he was being a good boy, and because he had his eye on the future. I'll get a top government job in security, building computer systems that can't be hacked. So he was being very good and very well-behaved so that his future, which looked assured, it would be glorious. High income, travel, everything a young man would want. So he had his eye on the future options. So there he was at the university in the computer lab laboratory where there are many workstations. And he was working on something. And then he got up and he went to the bathroom. In the meantime, one envious student jumped on to his machine at his workplace, jumped onto his computer, and put in a virus that crashed the computer system of the whole university. So naturally, there was an investigation. What has happened? Who has done this? Who has crashed the computer system for the whole university? And they traced it. Ah, you were on such and such computer at such and such a time. You did it. And he said, I don't know anything. No, there's no doubt. You did it. You were on this computer at such and such a time. You did it. And they kicked him out of school. He was blacklisted. That was the end of his career. Until he became a devotee. So just see, 1 minute his future was assured. Fame, glory, money, travel, a young man, all that coming to him. Next minute, gone. So, why did this envious student do that? That's the nature of material existence. You cannot expect that everyone you come across in your school life, in your work life, is going to be fair and equitable and balanced. No. Material existence means envy. So for some reason, this prince, even though he's the son of Pratapuruj or Maharaj, he just had some motives that caused a lot of trouble. And he went to King Pratapuruj and said, he told him a lie. Gopinath Patanayaka, he's cheating us. He's lying. He has no intention to pay the money. This is not true. Let me do the necessary. And so the king just said, all right, yeah, do the necessary. What did the necessary turn out to be? The prince actually didn't tell. He mentioned to Pratyabharudra, I'll put him on this device called the Changa. That'll get the money out of him. So my point was that Pratyabharudra he didn't think about the full possibilities of what his son was doing. He just said, yeah, whatever, you know, this is all part of government. Do what you have to do to get the money. So immediately, of course, the prince went and put Gopinath Patanayaka on the Changa, on the platform, above the raised swords. So this is the explanation that the messengers gave to Lord Chaitanya. Remember, first they came running to Lord Chaitanya. Oh, this has happened. Gopinath Patanayaka has been condemned. But Lord Chaitanya inquire, well, why? Tell me the situation. And now they've told him. So what was Lord Chaitanya's response? Well, Gopinath Patanayaka, it's his job to collect taxes on behalf of the king. He should give the king what's due. Why are you disturbing me about that? Gopinath Patanayaka, he has done something wrong. He has squandered money. In fact, I know he spent the money on dancing girls. Why are you coming to me with this? If someone is expert in their material affairs, they'll make a fair profit. What goes to the king goes to the king. What goes to them goes to them. Now I hear Gopinath Patanayaka has spent the money on dancing girls. Meanwhile, another messenger comes to Lord Chaitanya and gives the latest news. Gopinath Patanayaka's brother, Vaninath Roy, has been also arrested. His whole family has been arrested. The prince means serious business. Lord Chaitanya heard that. In other words, things are getting more intense. Still, Lord Chaitanya says, the king has to do what he has to do to get the money. And who am I? I'm a sannyasi. What do you expect me to do about these financial affairs? You see, even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparently is getting besieged by the material problems of his devotees. Lord Chaitanya is declaring his aloofness. What is the king's position and what is my position? I'm a sannyasi. I'm not meant to be hearing all these things. So you might think, well, that's the end of that. No, there's a lot of love going on in the Sangha of Mahaprabhu's associates. Of course, you see the standard for Vaishnava relations. All the devotees of Mahaprabhu, headed by Srup Damodar, they fall at Lord Chaitanya's feet and plead. All the members of this family, Bhavananda Roy and his five sons, they're all your dear servants. Now they're in danger. And they actually presented to Lord Chaitanya, it is not befitting, it is not proper that you are indifferent to such extraordinary devotees. Of course, it is our desire that we can serve devotees to such an extent that they'll appeal to the Supreme Lord on our behalf. Yes, it will be very wonderful when devotees on our behalf can appeal to Krishna. It is not befitting that you don't help this devotee. He's such a dedicated servitor. Especially Srup Damodar, he is an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. And he is leading the devotees in lodging this plea. What was Lord Chaitanya's response? Oh, you want me to go to the king and beg? You want me to go beg a donation from the king? In other words, I should go to the king and ask him to excuse Gopinath Patanayaka. That is the same as my going to the king and begging this big sum of money. So ordinarily, as a sannyasi, to beg a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of money, that's acceptable. But this is a big sum. This is what you want me to do? Meanwhile, another messenger comes. Just remember, this is Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya at night is feeling separation from Krishna. During the day, he's going to see Lord Jagannath chanting and dancing in the temple. And in the midst of that, all these messengers are coming about material danger, about how his personal associates are going through increasingly dangerous circumstances. So now the messenger says, Gopinath he's not only arrested, and it's not only that the changa, this device for execution, for killing him, has been constructed, he has now been raised on top of the device. It's like if you're hanging someone, okay, now the noose is around his neck. Again, all the devotees appealed to the Lord. And he replied, what can I do? I'm a beggar. I can't enter into this situation. But if you all really feel in your hearts he should be saved, then you pray to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Jagannath wants to save him, then Jagannath can do that. Jagannath can make situations. Jagannath can undo situations. You all pray to Lord Jagannath. So then, meanwhile, another devotee went to talk to the king, appealing to the king, Pratibharudra, on behalf of Gopinath Patanayaka. Yes, I know this is getting intricate, and it is an intricate leela, which can show you that life in this world, even when you're rendering devotional service, can become complicated. So please try to bear with all the twists and turns in the plot. And I'm sure that you'll sympathize with Gopinath Patanayaka, and you'll see how things happen in this world. Even for devotees, there are materially challenging circumstances, and you may wonder what to do. Should I beg the Supreme Lord to save me or not? How should I respond to the situation? Should I just declare, oh, it's all just the material world anyway, forget it, whatever happens, happens? Or should I apply some expertise and try to make some adjustment? What should I do? I'm a devotee. This leela will give you some inspiration, some insight. Still, I must say, it's a very deep leela. So deep that at the end, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, even if you don't understand the leela, just by hearing it, you'll get benefit. So, the devotee goes to the king. Because remember, Lord Chaitanya has just signed off, apparently. He signed off on the matter. Like, I'm a beggar, what can I do? If you want to save him, go to Jagannath. Jagannath is independent. He's the Supreme Personality of God. He can do whatever he likes. One devotee went to the king. What's happening? Gopinath Patanayaka, he's your dedicated servant. His whole family is so faithful to you. He just owes a little money, or rather a larger sum of money, to the government. But let's just look at the situation practically. If you kill him, how do you get the money? So Pratibharudra thought about that. And in fact, he was surprised. I didn't know about all this going on. Why should Gopinath Patanayaka be killed? I just wanted the money from him, that's all. Remember, Pratibharudra, he's an exalted devotee. But he's king. And indeed, Lord Chaitanya has already said the king has a right to take the fair share that's due to the government. If Gopinath Patanayaka has squandered the money, in fact, Lord Chaitanya added some spice into it. He squandered the money on dancing girls, I know. It seems that Lord Chaitanya is dramatizing the situation, or he's making it very colorful just to impart a lesson, that these are material affairs. I'm a sannyasi. Yes, Gopinath Patanayaka is my dear devotee, but he's also a tax collector on behalf of the king, and he has to balance that side of his life. Why are you dragging me into it? So the king has now been informed of the situation, and the king is surprised. I mean, I didn't know that it was going to go this far, in other words. The king is saying, I didn't realize that things were going to get out of control like this. You, he told the devotee, you go tell my son that I just want the money, not Gopinath's life. So the devotee Harichandan immediately went and told the prince of his father, the king's desire. And then immediately Gopinath Patanayaka was brought down from the changa, from this killer platform. And he presented that, look, I'm very interested, I'm very dedicated, not simply interested, but I'm very dedicated to paying the money I owe. All I ask is that Give me a fair price for the horses. But you were going to take my life, he told the prince. You were going to kill me. So then an arrangement was made that the government paid a fair price for the horses. And Gopinath Patanayaka was released. Another messenger comes. And who does Lord Chaitanya ask about? He asks about Vaninath Roy. He didn't immediately ask about Gopinath Patanayaka. He's interested in Vaninath Roy, Gopinath's brother. Remember, these five brothers, the sons of Bhavananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya asked the messenger, what was Vaninath Roy doing when he was arrested? And the messenger told him he was simply incessantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to hear this. By Lord Chaitanya's inquiry, what was Vaninath Roy doing? Mercy is conveyed. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami points out, who can understand the mercy of the Lord Chaitanya upon his devotee? He's asking, what did Vaninath Roy do? He hears he was just chanting Hare Krishna during his imprisonment. His whole family was imprisoned. The Lord Chaitanya is pleased. The plot goes on. Because you should think, is it the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that Gopinath Patanayaka's life was spared? What do you think? Think very deeply. Is that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya actually is not going to indicate that that's his mercy. And indeed, you're going to hear that Gopinath Patanayaka will acknowledge, this is not your real mercy upon me. Still, let's see what happens. Kashi Mishra, another dear associate of Lord Chaitanya, comes to Lord Chaitanya, and then the Lord begins to speak to him. Lord Chaitanya's a little disturbed. I'm not going to stay here. I'm going away to Alalanath. There are so many material affairs here that are just pressing on me. All the time I'm hearing this messenger, that messenger, this financial problem, this danger. All this is coming to me. Even it's about the family members of Bhavananda Roy, but they're wrong if they're working for the government and they misspend the money. What's the fault on the part of King Pratibharudra? If they don't pay the money, then the king has a right to chastise them. But instead, all the devotees are running to me, asking me to intervene. Four times messengers came. Now, Lord Chaitanya is now, you might say, putting his foot down. He's now making a firm stand that I'm a beggar, I'm a sannyasi, I don't want to be disturbed by all these material affairs. Money, legal entanglements. I'd rather live alone in a solitary place. And then he pointed out, Jagannath has saved Gopinath Patanayaka this time. But what happens if Gopinath does the same thing again? Will Jagannath save him? Lord Chaitanya is pointing out that a devotee may unintentionally get caught up in some situation. And indeed, Krishna may save the devotee, but if the devotee continues to put himself in improper circumstances, why should the Lord again and again rescue the devotee? Then Lord Chaitanya pointed out that when one hears all the time about material affairs, the mind becomes disturbed. Therefore, there's no need for me to stay here. I'm going. Immediately, Kashi Mishra falls at Lord Chaitanya's feet, begs him, my lord, why should you be agitated by these affairs? You are detached from all material disturbances. The real purpose that devotees engage in devotional service is not for material benefit, but just simply for the pleasure of the Lord. Let us review the pure devotion of your associates. Kashi Mishra knows how to turn the tide. You see the reciprocation that's going on between the Lord and the devotees. Sometimes the Lord is angry. Why are you bothering me about these material affairs? Even though they're my devotees who are caught in these material circumstances, why are you bothering me? The expression stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita is pranaya rosha, affectionate anger. The same kind of anger that Lord Chaitanya had toward Gadadhar Pandit when Gadadhar Pandit wanted to break his vow of Chaitra Sannyas, break his vow of service to the Gopinath deity. Lord Chaitanya would only let him go so far in leaving Puri. And then Lord Chaitanya displayed his pranaya rosha, affectionate anger. So what you have heard about in Lord Chaitanya's interactions with these messengers, with the devotees appealing, Lord, please show mercy upon Gopinath Patanayaka. You experience the affectionate anger. But from the devotee side, they're also expert in their relating to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kashi Mishra, hearing that Lord Chaitanya wants to leave and go away and live alone, Kashi Mishra begins to sing the glories of the devotees and point out, all your devotees just exist for pure devotion, nothing else. They have no desire to approach you for a material benefit. So, number one, look at Ramananda Roy. He left his opulent job in South India and came to Puri. Look at Sanatan Goswami. He abandoned his high government post in Bengal just to be your intimate servitor. Look at Raghunath Das Goswami. He came from such a wealthy family, but he left it all. Even his father sent money to Puri so that Raghunath Das could spend it. But Raghunath Das turned his back on that too. Similarly, Gopinath Patanayaka, he is a gentle Vaishnava. He doesn't desire any material benefits from you. So now, in this very intricate leela, we're starting to see the standard of pure devotion become brightly illuminated for us to focus on. Amidst these circumstances of material danger and being rescued from danger, appeals to the Lord, save him, save him, the Lord's apparent indifference, what can I do? Why are you disturbing me about this? Amidst all that, the flag of pure devotion starts to fly high. It's always there, of course, but now it is so high that we can clearly see it. Kashi Mishra explains to Lord Chaitanya, you see, the actual fact is that Gopinath Patanayaka did not send the messengers. They came of their own accord. Ah, now the picture is getting clearer. You might assume, well, if it was me who was raised on the Changa, I would certainly send thousands of messengers. If I was an associate of Mahaprabhu, I would send thousands of messengers. Save me, save me. But no, Gopinath Patanayaka didn't do that. It's simply his fellow devotees, out of compassion and out of affection for him, they ran to Lord Chaitanya. So Kashi Mishra clarifies this. He explains this point. And in so doing, he brings out very clearly the standard of pure devotion. He says, Gopinath Patanayaka is a pure devotee who worships you only for your satisfaction. He does not care about his personal happiness or distress, because doing so would be the business of a materialist. And then Kashi Mishra glorifies pure devotion. If one has this attitude of pure devotion, the Lord becomes his rightful inheritance. Conclusion? What's the conclusion? Therefore, my Lord, stay here in Jagannath Puri. These are the loving exchanges between the Lord and his devotees. It's always the pure devotion that conquers. Since your devotees are so pure, and since even though Gopinath was raised upon the Changa to be killed, he still wasn't thinking of his own benefit. He just lives for your pleasure. This is the kind of devotees you have. So in other words, why go to Alnath? Why go away? Stay here with us. Kashi Mishra then tells Lord Chaitanya, I guarantee if you stay here, no one will disturb you about material affairs. After all, the same Lord Jagannath who saved Gopinath today will also protect him in the future. So in this way, Kashi Mishra very skillfully made sure that Lord Chaitanya was not made to feel that he had intervened in the situation. Remember, Lord Chaitanya had shown indifference. Yes, it's a bit complicated. We'll go on a little further, though. So, Kashi Mishra now goes to visit. Actually, he receives a visit from Prataparudra Maharaj, because every day the king would come to the house of Kashi Mishra and massage his feet. This is the standard of a real government leader. You laugh, but that is actually the way good government should work. Maybe one day we will see in Mumbai the ministers, government officials coming every day to the Brahmachari Ashram. That would be a glorious day for the city. Actually, that is the government. That's the standard. We laugh because it seems so, But this is Prataparudra. He's the king, yet every day he goes to the house of Kashi Mishra and massages his feet. And what does he discuss? Among other things he discusses, how is the worship of Lord Jagannath going on? How opulent is it? How much wealth has Lord Jagannath received today? This is the proper government. Yes, one day the chief ministers of Mumbai will come. And how is Srisi Radha Gopinath? How is their opulent worship going on? As they massage the feet of the brahmacharis. Then you will see a difference in this world. Indeed, that is the vision of the Vaishnavacharyas, that such a thing will happen. So, while the king is pressing Kashi Mishra's feet, Kashi Mishra, gives some hints that I'd like to tell you something that is not very common. And you should be interested in hearing this bit of uncommon news. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to leave Jagannath Puri. Of course, immediately Prataparudra is so unhappy to hear that. And naturally, as a king, he asks, what's the reason? And Kashi Mishra explains to him the whole event of Gopinath being lifted onto the Changa and messengers constantly running to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya becoming angry, chastising Gopinath, saying Gopinath's mad after sense gratification. He's a government servant, but he spends all the government's money wrongly. The money of the government is sacred. Anyone who misappropriates it is a most sinful creature. This is Lord Chaitanya. He's speaking like this. So, Kashi Mishra explained that Lord Chaitanya glorified the king. The king is right. He wants the affairs in his kingdom to go on properly. He's punishing Gopinath, and that is according to Shastra. The king is certainly full of dharma, and Gopinath Pattanayaka is a great cheat. Kashyamishwa is relaying all this to the king. Of course, bear in mind that Gopinath Pattanayaka has been released, but still things are going on because there's a question of the debt, which is agitating the whole situation. When the king heard all these full details and that Lord Chaitanya is threatening to leave, immediately he responded, of course, that debt is nothing. That tiny debt is causing all this commotion. Immediately I can cancel that debt. As for myself personally, if I could just for one moment get darshan of Lord Chaitanya, I would give up the profit from millions of Chintamani stones. But just one moment with Lord Chaitanya. I don't care about this small sum. What to speak of the small sum? I'll sacrifice everything at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. I'll even give up my life. I'll give up my kingdom. What does Kashyamishwa say to this now? He skillfully maneuvers the situation. Well, actually, it is not Lord Chaitanya's desire that you forfeit the payment. Because Kashyamishwa knows if Lord Chaitanya finds out that he's, you know, doing these maneuvers. So these are the loving interactions, you know, skillful interactions, you see. There's intelligence involved. There's diplomacy, there's Vaishnava sensitivity, and there's these dealings between the devotees and Lord Chaitanya. The king immediately says, forget the debt. It's nothing to me. I'm just concerned if I can get a moment of darshan with Lord Chaitanya. Kashyamishwa knows, oh, now we've gone a bit too far. It's not that we should forget the debt. Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to be implicated in appealing to the king about financial affairs. So what is the problem? It's simply that Lord Chaitanya is unhappy because he has to hear about all these things. So if you can just arrange that the situation is dealt with so Lord Chaitanya doesn't have to hear about it and therefore he won't leave Jagannath Puri, that's all that's necessary. So the king began to think, well, you know, I had no desire to give any pain to Gopinath. I didn't even know about his being put in this life-threatening situation. I mean, he offended my son, you know, and my son took action. But I tell you what, you go straight to Lord Chaitanya and arrange to keep him here in Jagannath Puri. I'll excuse Gopinath from all his debts. Again, Kashyamishwa says, oh, wait, wait. Excusing him from the debts, that's not the proper thing to do. We don't want it to appear, in other words, that, you know, we're implicating Lord Chaitanya in financial affairs. So then the king thought of it. All right, indeed I will excuse him from all the debts, but don't tell Lord Chaitanya. These are the loving dealings of devotees. Don't tell Lord Chaitanya. I will indeed excuse him from the debt. Here's what you tell Lord Chaitanya. You simply say that Gopinath's family, his father, Bhavananda Roy, his brothers, they're all my intimate friends. They're all very dear to me. And you just leave it at that. You know, you don't have to tell him I excuse the debt. Because actually, what is it that those family members do? They squander so much money, I never say anything. They misspend so much government money. I never, never interfere. When Ramananda Roy was a governor in South India, there's no accounts for all the money he spent. I'm not bothered by that. I know this family is special. So you just tell Lord Caitanya that all these family members of Bhavananda Roy, his sons, all his sons, they're my dear friends. As for Gopinath Patanayaka, you can tell him that actually the king called for Gopinath Patanayaka, and he said, you're now reinstalled in your position as tax collector, and your salary is doubled. And I give you this beautiful silk wrapper to wear as a sign that you are most prestigious. And so then the king told Gopinath, now you go to Lord Chaitanya. I bid you farewell. So then Gopinath and his brothers and his father, they all came to see Lord Chaitanya. And Gopinath told Lord Chaitanya, actually, I haven't gotten your real mercy. My brothers, who are more renounced, they get all the mercy. I'm just immersed in financial affairs. I just want pure devotion to your lotus feet. Please bless me so I can renounce the world. What does Lord Chaitanya tell him? Wait. If you renounce all your business dealings, who will support such a huge family? Just see, 1 minute Lord Chaitanya is saying, keep me out of material affairs. And Gopinath is now saying, I renounce it all. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, no. In this way, Lord Chaitanya has different services for different devotees, just like the spiritual master gives different orders to different disciples. Lord Chaitanya saw that whether it's sannyas or it's engagement in household family affairs, both these things are external. They're not the essence of bhakti. The essence of bhakti is how everything is used in Krishna's service. So therefore, when Gopinath wanted to go to the renounce side, external renunciation, he's already internally renounced, but he wanted to take up the position of external renunciation like his brother Vaninath, Lord Chaitanya said, no, this is not the way to do it. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him some practical household advice. You see, when you get money for the government, you take your due share and you immediately pay the government what the government is due. That's how the business should go on. So here, now, Lord Chaitanya is giving practical household advice. How to be a working man. What is the explanation? Srila Prabhupada points out, the explanation is, this is the affection of Lord Chaitanya. That for his loving devotee, he, even though he's in the role of Nyasi Shiromani, the crest jewel of all the sannyasis, out of affection, he's giving this practical advice about material affairs to his devotee Gopinath. Of course, everything in Gopinath's life is for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Yes, I told you, this Leela is very, very intricate. How is it that Gopinath was actually saved? Lord Chaitanya did not acknowledge any direct involvement. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that simply by Lord Chaitanya's being informed about what's happening to his dear devotee, something happened. The situation was changed just because the Lord was informed. This is how deep the bond is between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. He didn't take direct action, but just because someone mentioned to him, therefore, the situation was solved. Now, actually, Gopinath Patanayaka is going to present to Lord Chaitanya, this is not your real mercy. This is just a shadow of your real mercy. This saving me from material affairs, from material danger, that's not your real mercy. Your real mercy is pure devotion. My other brothers have that. When will you give it to me? So here we see, as I pointed out in the beginning, how even amongst Lord Chaitanya's associates, it can appear that material complications fall upon them. What to speak of our bhakti in this material world? In spite of our greatest efforts, sometimes there are complications. Therefore, bhakti requires guidance. It is not an option. It is not something added from outside. It is an inherent or essential part of the bhakti process, that guidance is there, shelter is there, so that the devotee can make firm progress on the road back to Godhead amidst this tricky material world full of unexpected twists and turns. And let us remember, what is Lord Chaitanya's real mercy? Gopinath Patanayaka was very clear about that point. Being saved from danger was not my concern. He didn't even tell Lord Chaitanya. He didn't even ask devotees to run to Lord Chaitanya. Devotees did it on their own. Gopinath Patanayaka's concern is simply devotion, pure devotion, to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, never mind the happiness and distress. But the devotees, of course, they are affected when they see another devotee in danger. So they were running to Lord Chaitanya. Even Srup Damodar, the intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, led the devotees in falling at Lord Chaitanya's feet. And even indirectly, shall we say, well, they were saying to Lord Chaitanya, it's not good that you're indifferent to this devotee. This is the situation we want, when the devotees will appeal to the Supreme Lord on our behalf. Of course, that is the service that Krishna's most intimate and dear consort does, Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada explained that she recommends the devotee to Krishna. Krishna, this devotee is better than me. You please accept him. We get a glimpse into the loving dealings between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, and how those loving dealings go on, even amidst complicated business dealings. King Pratyarudra, extraordinary devotee, as we heard His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explain last night. Yet he's a king. He does business dealings. And Lord Chaitanya said he has a right to do what he's got to do to get the money. We also hear Gopinath Patanayaka saying, I want to drop all material affairs. I just want to be renounced. And Lord Chaitanya says, no, you don't do that. So we get such a rich and deep picture of bhakti through this intricate, yes, it's an intricate pastime with many twists and turns. And so therefore, at the end, as I said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, whether or not one understands it, if one hears of this incident concerning the activities of Gopinath Patanayaka and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causes mercy upon him, certainly he'll be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for the Lord. And for him, all dangers will be nullified. Well, I think we'll stop here. And
Devamrita Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.